Eagle 97.7 with Petch and Amy, and taking more of your calls regarding this six-year-old girl called Lexi in California who has just been taken away from her foster parents because she is 1.5% Native American. And apparently that there is a rule out there that says that she has to live with someone from the Native American community. So she's been taken away by authorities. What do you think about this? 424-1234, Hi Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Everybody's mixed with something. I'm sorry. When it comes down to it, everybody has part something, something, and something.
True.
So we're not all 100% English, 100% Polish, 100% this, that. If the child's happy and safe, there are plenty of horrific foster parents. Be more concerned about them instead of letting those children die.
Yeah, and the thing is that they've already got, I mean, they've got their own children as well, like naturally born children to that couple as well. So she's part of a nice, loving family unit. I don't understand why the authorities are trying to snatch her away after all this time. Like, what's it going to do to her?
Right. That's going to be a very traumatic situation. She's going to have a very hard time attaching to the next family.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be worried that she's going to be snatched from them next.
Yeah, because as far as she's concerned, and she's been there since 18 months, like this this couple, this Rusty and Summer, like their mum and dad.
Right.
It's just very, I'm really hoping that someone sees sense here, because I'm not trying to promote this, but if you've not seen the videos, take a look, because it's just so heartbreaking to see. And I just can't figure out, like, who's saying this is okay to do, like, you know?
Right. I mean, I'm sure, like I said, if you trace back, everybody's mixed with something.
Oh, absolutely.
More than one thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, they definitely are. Listen, thanks so much for weighing in this morning. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What do you think about this situation?
Honestly, this whole economy and country is trying to get better, and it's not. Rules are rules, and I agree. However, you know, with the government wasting our tax money, I think it's bullcrap, because the little girl is 6 years old. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. As long as that little girl is in a safe environment, she's being well-loved and taken care of, what is the damn problem? And that's the problem to this day. People look at interracial things. It's all bullcrap. It doesn't matter what color blood you bleed or what color race you are.
Nope.
As long as that little girl is in a safe environment and she's well-loved and taken care of, she's happy, what is the problem? There's not a problem. The little girl doesn't grow up being loved and have lots of family and friends that are going to love her. That's all there is to it.
See, the thing that I think about this, and I'm not saying this would happen, but just for argument's sake, that she goes to another foster family and she ends up getting abused, then that child is damaged for life, and she's come out of a safe, loving environment and gone into that. I mean, why just let it ride?
Yeah, she's already traumatized as it is, because the social worker, whoever, that pulled her from that family, that she's only, like you said, that she's only known. But it's a long time. It's ridiculous. I mean,
absolutely.
I can give you an example. I'm the oldest out of three kids.
Okay.
And I've got a 26-year-old stepsister, but she's my sister. My dad adopted her when she was 9 months old. Her so-called sperm donor lives out in PA, and he doesn't even talk to her or nothing. And
yeah.
You know, she's always been a part of my life since I was 8, and my dad took care of her, raised us kids, and she's my sister to this day. I mean, it's all about, you know, politics and this and that, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, rules might be rules. They're supposed to help protect us, but in the long run, they're also wasting our money by making something stupid, because everything's changing. Every year, every 6 months, some new law or something stupid's going to happen to this country. Yep. And it's like, you know, when is it enough?
Yeah.
Every politician or every presidential election I ever heard since I was 18, let's stop. Let's put the money back in America's people's pocket. Let's create more jobs. What do y'all hold up? Then freaking do it.
Yeah,
we can live a better life and take care of our families more better. So we don't have to struggle and work two jobs to provide for our kids. And it's, you know, it's just bullcrap.
I'm just hoping that someone in government over there in California sees some sense here and steps in. Fingers crossed. But listen, thanks so much for weighing in this morning. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. You have a good one, man.
You too.